And then we also taught that because the surrounding countries were selling at lower prices, they could actually be reverse smuggling. And if there was reverse smuggling, then it was dangerous to try and maintain the prices or even increase prices here. Well, if you did, then it means that there's a possibility that there can be a scheme to bring in more cocoa from neighboring countries to sell in Ghana at higher prices. And so all these factors exist. Why I'm very proud of the reforms that were announced yesterday, principally, is that I feel it is highly informed, very responsive, timely, and data-driven. Because we projected that this year, we're going to buy about 600,000 metric tons of cocoa beans. So far, we have bought already about 530,000 metric tons. This has been bought already. And so if you are dealing with data, per the projection and from recent trends, it means that the cocoa beans left in the field, all other factors held constant, means that they are not more than 70,000 metric tons. And so it's actually wise that you reduce the producer price for the rest of the 70,000 yet to be mopped up. And so when my colleagues and some other views give the impression that all cocoa beans produced this year are going to be short-chained and that a bag is going to sell for 2,570, is inaccurate. The buyers that didn't find Ghana's price attractive and had to go to our neighboring countries to be buying will now relocate to Ghana in response of this price, new price, because they already know that Ghana cocoa is premium. They actually prefer Ghana cocoa.